Thanks again for joining me here at my bookstore blog. Thanks for subscribing. Books not found in your so-called Christian bookstore, right? Have you asked your pastor why? Have you asked your whoever you're doing a study with why you haven't studied the different translations? You want to know everything about your trade, okay? If you are an auto mechanic, you learn everything about your trade, right? You're a Christian. Do you know everything there is to know about Christianity? That was a question that I've always asked people when I meet them. I live where there is a very strong Jewish population. And I ask, at any time, whenever I'm engaged in conversation with them, why do you believe what you believe? And you know what the answer always is? Oh, my parents did it. That's how I was raised. They don't even know why they believe that they're Jewish. And I've done that with Roman Catholics. I've done that with Hindus. The answers will blow your mind. Okay? Don't be an unbeliever. Believe your Christianity. Believe what Christ did for you. Believe it. You may not have ever seen it, but you believe it by faith, right? By definition, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. So, as we're going through the New World Translation, hopefully this is equipping you to witness to a Jehovah Witness, because that is about the only great stuff that we're getting out of this rendition of the New World Translation in the book So Many Versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Specht, 20th century English versions of the Bible. Why they would have a translation from a cult in with these other translations is beyond me. But again, these are people who do not believe their Bible. They believe in the original Greek, and they attack every word with it at your soul's disposal, right? So, as we continue on page 99, there is no consistency in their translation of theos. Here we are with the Greek again. Their original Greek, you know. They don't tell you what Greek text they use. And I've told you, I don't know how many times, how many different Greek texts there are. But the Gospel of John, it is always written as God, capital G-O-D. That is, with a capital G, including, surprisingly, John 20:28. Except in four instances, John 6:45 has a quotation from 54:13. The Greek has a form of theos, but the Hebrew was Yahweh, and this has led to the New World Translation's use of Jehovah. And by the way, if you listen to the first blog, remember how many times they added the word Jehovah, the Jehovah Witnesses, to this New World Translation? 237 times, okay, in the text. 72 times in the footnotes. Do you know how many times it's in God's perfect words, the King James Bible? The word Jehovah is in the King James Bible four times. I mean, how heinous is it? You know, so you're this cult, and you're called Jehovah Witnesses, and you add the word 233 times. Because it's only in your God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible, four times. So they added 234 more words of Jehovah in their Bible. And this part, this is the best. Wait till you hear this. This is understandable, but not an accurate translation of the Greek. Which Greek? Again, they never tell you. In the three other instances, theos, without the article, is translated a God. The first instance of this is John 1:1, about which we've already commented. But the same translation is found in the following verses. Here it is, John 1:18. And again, this is how you can tell if they're using a dumbed-down translation, right? John 1:18. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten God, who is in the bosom position with the Father, is the one that explained him. So now you got two gods in the bosom. You got capital G God. No man has seen capital G God at any time. And then they have lowercase God, the only begotten God. So you got two gods in that verse. What is that? This is what your King James Bible says about John 1:18. Okay, you ready? The 1769 King James Bible, God's perfect words without error. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, capital S-O-N, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. The Son was the only begotten, not another begotten God like your Jehovah Witnesses would have you believe. How heinous is this text? How satanic and how attacking is this text on the Lord Jesus Christ? More next week.